Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Strictly Marketing Talk Radio. We're so glad you were able to join us today, and I have a fabulous show lined up for you today. Small business and entrepreneur advocate and expert Rob Basso is going to be joining us this morning, and we are going to be talking about the brand of you. And just a little background on Rob. Rob Basso is the founder and president of the New York region's largest independent payroll processing firm, Advantage Payroll Services. And he is a regularly sought-out business guest speaker, mentor, and media expert. With over 2,500 clients, Rob has his finger on the pulse of small business and has gained a wealth of knowledge, which he actively shares with us. His mission is to assist struggling small business owners with growing their companies, creating jobs, and rebuilding the American economy. And I want to go ahead and welcome to the show, and he is also a contributing columnist this year for Strictly Marketing Magazine, Rob Basso. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carrie. I appreciate it. And, you know, when I hear my resume or my background, I'm like, did I really do all of that stuff? And, you know, it's amazing what happens in a blink of an eye that took 20 years to do.
Absolutely. Well, you've certainly accomplished a lot, and we love your book as well, The Everyday Entrepreneur. It's a wonderful book. And Rob, if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing, you know, for our listening audience, those of those people that are listening that have not read the magazine or read your column yet, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your background.
Well, I was a history education major in college, and I was going to take the world by storm by being the best social studies high school teacher that was known to mankind. And my path didn't go down that way. After I did my student teaching, I found that I couldn't find a job. I could barely find a job subbing. So I was working in a deli in an office building, making minimum wage, and I decided to wrap my resume in all of the sandwiches in the office building that the deli serviced. Well, I got like 5 job interviews, and I got about 3 or 4 job offers, and one of them ended up taking me to the payroll and human resources industry, and I've been doing that ever since, and all along the way, getting involved with other businesses. We helped raise $30 million to start a community bank. I got involved in the advertising business. I own a merchant service processing company, and I also own an insurance agency, and I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be doing the things that I was doing. I really thought I was going to be a teacher. And I'm very pleased that I turned out to do some of these things that weren't on my bucket list, per se, when I was a kid and when I was a college student. But it's taken me on a fun journey, and I've been able to help other entrepreneurs succeed along the way. And that's been my biggest pride and joy.
That's wonderful. And it is so funny to hear you talk about, you know, you have such a wide range of activities that you do in business and, you know, with your background and everything. And I find that a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we have such a varied background and we have, you know, different businesses that we're involved in. And I just think it's wonderful, you know, that you have had so much success and that you're willing to, you know, help others, you know, get to where they want to be as well. Now, you have talked about the brand of you. What exactly is that?
Well, when you look at the real definition of brand, brand is really a set of emotional and sensory inputs that a consumer associates with a particular product or service. But in the case of the brand of you, it's not necessarily a product or service. It's you as an individual. Who do you want to be in the marketplace? Who do you want to be seen as? You know, I'm seen as someone who's a helpful, successful entrepreneur. And that's perfect for me. I don't need to be known as the guy who owns a payroll company or the guy who owns a merchant service company or the successful insurance person. I'd rather be known as the successful entrepreneur. Therefore, people automatically see me wearing multiple hats and don't have a problem with it. For me, it's been instrumental in the growth of all of the organizations that I'm involved with. But it took years and years to do. A lot of people say, oh, Rob, everybody knows who you are in the marketplace. Well, they certainly didn't at the very beginning. At the very beginning, I had to knock on doors, make telephone calls, and be ubiquitous, be everywhere I could be. Now I'm a lot more careful about where I spend my time.
And why do you think that personal branding works?
Well, you know, at the beginning, I didn't even know what I was doing, meaning I didn't think about my personal brand. I thought about getting as many clients on my service as possible and becoming an expert in my field. And little did I know that becoming an expert in your field is not something that everybody seems to strive for. And what I found was that being really good at one particular thing got the respect in the marketplace. And what I did with that respect is I turned it into, how do I get people to know me for more than just a job, more than just a particular service? And I know that it works, because when I first started doing my work in telemarketing and marketing to the local marketplace, I very quickly, in the matter of a couple of years, realized people were reaching out to me. Why were they reaching out to me? I was 23, 24 years old, and they were considered me the go-to person in the human resources and payroll service industry. I know it works because I did it, but I did it by accident. And it can't happen overnight. Too many people think, well, I'm going to hire a branding expert. I'm going to hire a PR firm. And in a couple of months, everybody's going to know who I am and think I'm an expert. It doesn't really work that way. Unless you have an unlimited budget, which most small and medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs don't have, it does take years to build your personal brand.
And you did bring up an interesting point about public relations firms. And, you know, definitely, I think that that's something that people should look into, you know, maybe a little bit for their brand. Or do you feel that that's something that they should wait and try to build things on their own? What's your thought on that?
Well, I've had a publicist for the past 14 years, and I knew how important it was to my overall business model, my overall branding of myself. At the very beginning, I clearly could not afford to do that. So I used all the tools available at the time, and there was no Facebook at the time, and there was very little social media. The internet was really just coming into being. So you had to do it the old fashioned way, which is a lot harder. You actually have a lot more tools right now to do things on your own before you spend money on a PR firm. If you have the budget for it, it absolutely can help you in an exponential way when you get an expert in your local marketplace. They're not that easy to find, though. I know lots of publicists, and most of them don't really have the ability to put your brand at the level that you want to. You have to be very careful and interview them just like you'd interview someone working for your organization to see if they're the right fit. If they don't have the right philosophy, if they don't have the right feelings about you, and they don't really believe in what you're trying to do, it's very difficult for them to act on your behalf with the media. And the media sees through the vapid, you know, pitches that publicists have about people that they don't care about. My publicist and I have become very good, close personal friends, and he cares about my well-being. He cares about how successful I am in business. That's why he's been my guy for 14 years.
And definitely, that's wonderful advice to share with everyone. Just speaking as a media outlet, I can tell you we deal with a lot of public relations firms, and sometimes we go back and we will, you know, go to contact someone that has, you know, submitted something for a client, and it turns out they're out of business. So there's a lot of them. There's a lot of turnover in that industry. So I think that that's great advice to make sure that you're interviewing them just like you would an employee, just like you said. So that's right. Great that you shared that. And Rob, I just wanted to kind of segue to a little bit your last column, What's Your Lollipop? And I don't know if everybody had an opportunity to read that, but I know one of the things that you had mentioned in the article, you know, that the key is to use your position as a trusted advisor to your clients. And that is also part of building your brand, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I get calls from clients that have nothing to do with payroll, human resources, or the other entities I'm involved in. I get calls from clients, Rob, you know, where do you think I could find a good marketing person? Rob, where do you think I should lease my next car? And I'm still at awe at the crazy, ridiculous requests I get, but I love it. I love it because I'm top of mind. They know I have connections. They know I'm an expert in certain fields, and they feel drawn to you because they feel that you're going to have good input on it, whatever decision they have to make, sometimes having to do with their personal lives. I'm still shocked at people that call me and or email me with pretty personal questions, and they don't know who else to turn to. And I take that role very seriously. and I, you know, make it clear I'm not, I don't have all the answers, but having a good, solid opinion and letting people know that you care about their business, it's been everything to me. It's how I've built my entire business, and I hope to continue to do that for the next decade to come.
So how do you craft whatever it is that you want your brand to be?
Well, you know, I really, really looked at this in the last 6 or 7 years, and, you know, you really need to have a formula that fits your personal, your ethical, your spiritual, and your business beliefs, because if those aren't all coinciding, you're not going to get the right picture for the world to see. And what you have to, you know, what I think you have to do is you have to find something that will make people listen and build on the credibility that you have to make sure that people take you seriously and they believe what you're saying. It's one thing to have people hear you, but it's another thing to have them listen to you. And you really want to get to the stage where people are listening to you and not just hearing you talk about a particular topic. And that takes time, energy, and effort. So for me, it's about making sure those things all coincide. I mean, you know, I basically have put, you know, a mini mission state together to help America get business owners get back on their feet. And that's kind of the theme that I've stuck to. So it's a very overarching global theme. And lots of people can see me for lots of different reasons, because helping America get back on its feet, you know, it's not so specific where only one person might want to talk to me or one industry. People call me from every industry under the sun, even industries that I'm not expert in. But there's one thing I found out running businesses and being in charge of multiple businesses, that once you get good at running a particular entity, your skills are transferable. Some people think, oh, no, you can't possibly be good at that other industry because you're good at this. I don't think that's the truth. I think good leadership, you know, tends to be good in almost any field. It doesn't mean that I could go run a Fortune 500 company tomorrow, because my expertise is with small and medium-sized businesses. But also, I have no desire to go run, you know, a 10,000-person company. It's not something that I've ever aspired to do.
And what are some of the suggestions that you can offer for people who are trying to build a personal brand?
Well, personal brand is very important, and you really want to look at what does the world want? What do you want the world to see? Do you want them to see a tough guy, a sporty lady, a brilliant thinker, the best lawnmower repair person on the planet? Whatever it is, you need to pick that direction and don't deviate from it. That doesn't mean you're not supposed to mold and move the plan accordingly as your career progresses, but you need to be pretty myopic for the first handful of years to get known as something. And even if that's a monoline thing where you're an expert in one given field, that's fine. I chose to have a broader appeal, but some people say, I just want to be known as the best financial consultant in the region. Okay, at least you picked a direction, and then you can build off of that. And everything you do in social media, everything you do in the marketplace plays into that hand, including the way your business card looks, the way your website looks. I'm a big believer in using your personal image, especially when you're a small and medium-sized business owner, because too much in today's society, people worry about software programs and how well the technology works. And I don't think there will ever be a day where you can take individuality and that human connection out of most businesses. It's what I've built my business on. I mean, I look at my industry, the main industry in payroll and HR, and there are competitors in the marketplace that are purely web-based clients. You'll never see anybody. You'll never talk to anybody. There is a place for that, but I still think there's a place for old-fashioned service, speaking to someone, having someone that you're connected with. When you connect your image with your company, it becomes synonymous. And to me, that's some of the best advice I can give you.
And that's an interesting point too, Rob, because I know, you know, a lot of people, and I do this myself, and it's been very difficult for me as a business owner, because typically using, you know, social media is a great example. You know, and I've seen other people post their, you know, vacation photos and things that they're doing in their personal life. You know, just to kind of let people know that, you know, hey, I'm a real person. I have a family. This is what I do. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you feel that that adds to that personal image, or do you feel that should be completely separate because it's your personal life?
I very rarely in business social media, like on LinkedIn, on my business Facebook page, post about some personal stuff. Occasionally I do when I think that it's interesting enough that people, I mean, you could make the case that you seeing you and your kids on vacation is nice, but and it makes that human connection. But I personally feel that the more business related it is, the safer it is, because the truth is, it's not that you don't want people to think that you're a human being or have that personal connection. I just think at the end of the day, they don't care about that. They care about what you can do for them. How is the relationship with you going to benefit them in their life and their business? Mm-hmm. So I've tended to stay away from that stuff unless I thought it was a broad enough appeal that people would like it. But, you know, on the subject of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you can start small. You know, get profiles on each of those social medias and spend a little bit of time each day. You should not be spending hours and hours a day on social media. I think it's a part of your marketing campaign and a part of the branding of you. You need to make sure that it looks similar across all platforms. If people go to my Twitter page or my Facebook, you'll see images that are similar and content that is around the similar subjects, so it all ties together. There's software that you can use that automatically posts to all the different social platforms at once, so you don't have to go in. That's pretty common and available right now. But the most important thing is consistency. If you're going to do blogs, you can't do a blog whenever you feel like it. You don't do one week and then another 3 weeks later do another. Make a commitment. I'm going to do 4 blogs a month. I'm going to do 10 blogs a month. And don't deviate from that schedule, because eventually people get used to seeing it. And when they don't see it, it's out of sight, out of mind. And the getting eyeballs on your brand is very difficult now. It's even, you would think, okay, it's easier because everybody has access to social media, but we are on information overload. And if you don't have something that stands out in a significant way, it's going to get lost in the wash.
Absolutely. And Rob, can you just give our listeners just one last piece of advice?
Okay. To me, probably the most important thing is when something is not working, learn when to cut the cord. If you've formulated a specific tactic or way you're going to do thing, and you find over a period of time it's not working, you need to morph it. You need to twist it. You need to turn it on its head and try something different. Don't be afraid to be different in the marketplace. You want to be recognizable, but your image needs to be distinctly different from somebody else. And don't be afraid to change.
That's great advice. I appreciate you sharing that with everyone. And anything coming up for you, you know, that you'd like to let the listening audience know about?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been a regular on Fox Business, Fox, MSNBC, and CNBC. So, you know, what I would say is if people could, you know, keep looking on my website, robbasso.com, for upcoming appearances, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Search out Rob Basso, Advantage Payroll Services. I'd love to connect with the listeners and communicate with them and hopefully form a relationship. So, you know, I don't have any speaking engagements coming up this month. I probably have a few next month, the trade shows and so forth, but all that will be posted on my social media. So, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today, Carrie.
And we are so thrilled that you were able to join us today, Rob. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and you offer such great information for everyone. And we really appreciate your time today. And if anyone would like to visit Rob's website, it's robbasso.com. And you can also click on the link at the bottom of the page and go directly to his website. And we're so glad that you were able to join us today. And as always, we are wishing